Good morning, my friend. I hope you're doing well. It is August 20th. It's all in August. We've been doing it. If we haven't heard from you yet, please let us hear from you. I'd love to hear what's going on in your world. Speakpipe.com/Dr. Lee Warren is the voicemail. Lee@drleewarren.com is the email. You can always get a hold of us. Today's August 20th. I don't think I slept 5 minutes last night. It was a rough night. The dogs are whining. If I record very long here, you're going to hear the dogs. I got to get them up in a second. And so, rather than put you through an episode of hearing how sleepy I sound and to deal with the headache that I've got this morning, I'm going to give you a quiet time. I was thinking about this last night. Like last year on August 20th, I did a quiet time called Songs in the Night. Then August 19th of last year, I couldn't sleep all night. There was a really bad storm out here on the river, and Lisa and Tata were out of town. It was just boom, lightning, thunder, terrible storm. And I did a quiet time the next morning about what to do when you're in the storm. And here we are again. It's August 20th, and last night I didn't sleep 5 minutes. I don't know why. I just couldn't get my brain to stop thinking and to stop going down all these rabbit holes. It's funny because I've given you so many episodes about what to do when you're having trouble sleeping, and none of those things worked for me last night. So I'm going to go get the dogs up because they're whining and barking and fussing, and I'm going to give you a quiet time. And tomorrow we're going to talk about ejection seats and theology. So I'll leave that as a teaser for you. How in the world am I going to put ejection seats and theology together in one podcast? But I'm going to give you something to hang on to when life throws you into a trajectory that you weren't expecting, like it did for us a few years ago, as I've told you many times. Today, I want to give you this quiet time. I think it's important. It's just a nudge from the Holy Spirit that somebody out there needs it. And so let me hear from you. If this episode was what you needed today, I'd love to hear from you. Speakpipe.com/Dr. Lee Warren or Lee@drleewarren.com. You can leave a voicemail or an email. Here's a quiet time around the idea of what to do when you're in the storm. And when you're in the storm doesn't have to be in you, because he's in the storm with you and he can calm it. Here's some information about that. And I just hope that it's helpful to you. Some good music for you to spend a little quiet time and some prayer. It's going to be a good day out here on the river. And I hope wherever you are that you can find some peace in the midst of whatever storm that you're going through or have gone through. And don't forget that we love you. We're here for you. Love to hear from you. Send a prayer walk request out there if you need it. And here's Lisa to tell us how we can start today.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it, and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is, you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com. And if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Good morning, my friend. The 20th of August, and I'm going to do a little quiet time with you again this morning. Wasn't planning on doing this today, but I had a rough night last night. And during the midst of it, I remembered a psalm and a song that speak right to what happens when you're in the storm, like what's happening when you're going through the storm. And so I thought, you know, when I get up in the morning, I'm going to do my quiet time around that song and that psalm. I've got a song from Matt Redman called Songs in the Night, Psalm 77 from Asaph about remembering your songs in the night and what to do, and then a song from Highlands Worship called Jesus, You Alone. We've already recorded that because I did my quiet time before I did this podcast. So just wanted to share that with you today. Get your mind on right. I hope you hear it early. If not, do it in some other morning when you're having a rough night. Use this episode as a quiet time template for yourself. Just wanted to bring this to you. It's what I'm doing this morning to get my mind right before I try to write and get some work done. Get your mind on straight today and spend some time understanding that even though you're in the storm is not in you if you have the Holy Spirit and Jesus inside you. God bless you, friend. Start today.
you can tell the waves be still. Tell the ocean roar to pass, Lord, until it does. I'll wait here. God, you can part the raging sea. Bring the miracle I need, Lord, until it comes. I'll wait here. And I will sing songs in the night, praise in the storm, your God in it all. And I will be still and know, whatever may come, you got in it all. And so when I am in the storm, Lord, the storm is not in me. You will be my storm, Lord, the storm
is not in me. You will be my peace. I'll wait here.
Psalm 77. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing, and I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart meditated, and my spirit asked, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Then I thought, to this I will appeal. The years when the Most High stretched out his right hand, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. Father God, when we're troubled in our spirit, when we cry out to you, when we're so troubled that we don't have words, when we're in distress, help us remember to seek you, to bring you our songs in the night when we can't sleep and we don't have words to just sing to you and remind ourselves of all the times before when you've delivered us. When we stretch out untiring hands when we can't be comforted, when we're hurting. And I've just been to the prayer wall, Father, and I see so many people hurting, and there's so much going on in Afghanistan and the world, and there's so much distress and so many people in fear. And just help us to remember that when we don't even have the words, that the Holy Spirit inside us will bring us the words. He'll bring you the words to pray, to express our innermost longings. When we're in distress, just help us to remember, even if it's just bringing a song in the night. When we're in the storm, that you're with us in the storm. You're the one who says, be still. And the storm doesn't have to be in us. We can just ride through it with you because you've got us. You've got our back. Just help us to remember, Father, that you will never reject us forever. You promised to remove our sin as far as the east is from the west, to wash us clean. Like even though we were red like crimson, now we are white as snow. So let's settle that matter. Let's know that the storm is not inside us because of the work that you did on the cross and in rising from the grave. And help us to remember to appeal to the years when you stretched out your hand. So that means that we go back in time and we think about the other times when it felt hopeless and the other times when it felt lost, and you saved us then. And you're still the same God. You're still the same Jesus. We will consider all your works. And by meditating on all the things that you've done, we'll remember that you'll get us through this night too. Father, we're grateful. Help us today as we take this day to settle our spirits and our minds and focus on going all in with you and bring you those burdens and those troubles and those difficulties that we're having so much trouble with. And just remember that they're not inside of us because you are inside of us, that they're just parts of life that you're helping us to navigate. And you're going to say, be still and know that I am God. And help us to remember that today, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Jesus is the only one, and there are times at night when things are so hard and so stressful. Last night there was a huge storm here, and it kept me awake for hours. There was so much lightning and so much thunder, and the wind was blowing hard. We were under a tornado warning, and Lisa's out of town, and I kept being sure every time the thunder went off that the dogs were going to wake up, and I just prayed and prayed, and had all these like visions of a tornado hitting the house, and it was just kind of a crazy night. Really loud storm. We live right on the river, so the sound was just really loud, and I just had to remember God's in control. Been through lots of storms before, metaphorical ones and real ones, and he's always gotten me through. So I finally fell asleep, and actually I got a text message from Tommy Walker at about 11 o'clock, and he shared some music with me, and after that, I prayed a little bit more, and it helped me go to sleep. And I just remembered this old Matt Redman song, Songs in the Night, where he says, though I am in the storm is not in me. And the song is called Songs in the Night, and that reminded me of Psalm 77, which I'm actually writing about in the chapter that I'm working on in my book right now, and it just all kind of came together, and I thought, you know, I need to spend my quiet time tomorrow talking about Psalm 77 and that song from Matt Redman. But at the end of the day, the storm doesn't have to be inside you. It doesn't have to be inside me. And that's what I want to focus on today. Like, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what's happening in the world around us, God's already taking care of it. In his providence, he's already got it worked out. I just have to trust him enough to know that the storm is not going to overwhelm me. And when I can't sleep, when I'm having trouble, just bring him the songs. Remind myself, remind my spirit, remind your spirit, friend, to let God take control and order your thoughts and order your steps and let him help you start today. It's Jesus and Jesus alone that can do that for you. And I'll close my quiet time this morning with a song from Highlands Worship called Jesus, You Alone.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com, drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.